To maintain the highest standards we have set. Quality entertainment, that's what counts, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Goodbye, sir. Oh, I'm so good at what I do. The ratings are falling. Oh, my. I've got to do something. I've got to, get me Beetlejuice.
Changes? We don't need the thinking changes.
Can't you see? The ratings have plummeted.
You call that a plummet? I'll show you a plummet.
Mr. Monitor, I think you're overreacting. Our show is great the way it is. And after all, isn't quality the most important thing?
Ha! Ratings are the only thing.
Does the head of the network know about these changes?
Oh, no. This is entirely my decision. The head of the network is much too busy to concern himself with the movements of his underlings.
I got an idea, Liz. I'll threaten to quit the show. Then Tubehead will have to give in.
But what if he accepts?
Don't worry, Liz. He'd never let me quit. Mr. Monitor, under the circumstances, I'm afraid I am forced to tender my resignation.
I accept. Oh, security!
Did I say resignation? I meant, dedication. A tender letter of dedication from me to you.
Sorry, Beetlejuice. You're through. Of course, Lydia, you know there will always be a place for you at the network. Here's your new place. Get to work.
Thanks, I think.
Now what am I going to do? I've been fired.
You weren't fired. You quit.
It was a negotiating ploy.
Well, you're not the only one affected by the cancellation of the show.
I'm not! Oh, yeah. Them. Anyway, what are you worried about, Liz? You have your own show now.
Lydia's dollhouse. Dolls, tea parties, baking.
I finished the air!
And the clothes.
It does kind of turn your stomach, doesn't it?
Find a way to get your show back on the air.
And get even with Mr. Monitor.
But revenge is not our motive, right?
Revenge? Revenge? Revenge! Never crossed my mind, babe.
Right.
So, here's my plan. I'll con my way into a job at the network, and through a series of backstabbing and bootlicking efforts, I'll rapidly rise to the top of the heap, put our old show back in the air, and totally humiliate Mr. Monitor in the process! Foolproof, no?
No. We've only got about 18 minutes left.
Then we'll have to hurry. Where did Monitor get his start?
In the mailroom. How's it going, Beetlejuice? going okay?
You gotta get me out of here, Liz. My new boss is really cracking the whip.
Start that mail, boy!
Back to boss. What's her name?
Judy Ben-Hurs. And his? What a slave driver. This is never gonna work. I've been here for almost 9 minutes already, and I still haven't been promoted. What's taking so long?
Hey, have a little patience, will ya? Hi, I'm Slimy Gluck. I, too, have been waiting for a promotion, and I've never lost hope that one fine day, the special assistant to the head of the network will come through those doors and say, Slimy Gluck, we've been watching you for years and feel your talents are being wasted here.
How long have you been working down here?
37 years. But it'll happen. I'll be promoted and I'll finally get a chance to show my stuff.
What stuff?
All these years, I've been writing down ideas for new shows. This is volume one. When my chance comes, I'll be ready.
I've got to get back to the set. Nice to meet you, Slimy. Don't worry, Beetlejuice. We'll think of something.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
As a rule, I never let this book out of my sight for a second.
Get back to your boat!
Yes, boss. You never know who you can trust. Slimy Gluck,
we've been watching you for years and feel your talents are being wasted here. Come with me.
Slimy isn't here right now.
Okay, then, you'll do. Beetlejuice, you are now co-special assistant to the special assistant to the head of the network.
Check.
You'll get that at the end of the week. Meet your Coco special assistant.
No!
In here.
The boardroom, I presume.
Who wants to go first?
He does.
You go first, Beetlejuice.
I'll go first. What am I supposed to do?
It's a pitch session, you boob.
A pitch session? Hey, no problem.
It's not that kind of pitch session. Here.
Pitch session. From the Pig Latin to throw out, then gobble up. The speaking forth of mundane TV show concepts.
We need program ideas. The ratings are dropping and we need new shows fast.
That's right, Beetlejuice. Show us your stuff.
My stuff? Oh, yeah! My stuff! There's no healthier way to start your day than with the 20-minute belch out! Followed Monday through Friday by the Netherworld's favorite new soap opera, The Dumb and the Headless.
John!
Marcia!
John!
Marcia!
Ah! I thought that character would never kick the bucket.
Welcome to Disinterment Tonight! The show that digs up all the latest dirt right in Hollyweird's own graveyards!
Followed by The Creeper's Court! Bring in the defendant!
Guilty, 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 guilty. That's enough.
Those were the most original program ideas we've had in years.
But it says here that words like original and inspiring are generally frowned upon.
As a rule, yes. But lately we've had to compromise. With ideas like these, you're going to the top, BJ. Straight to the top.
Does this mean Mr. Monitor is about to pay dearly for crossing me?
Of course. Oh.
Monitor!
Coming right away, Mr. Beetlejuice. I'm right behind you, you rising network mogul, you.
Beetlejuice?
Liz, you're knee-deep in sheep. And what's with that ridiculous outfit?
They've given me a new show, Lydia Bo Peep. I only wish I could lose those bleeding sheep.
That's wonderful, babes. I'm happy for you, really. Love you, love you, love you.
Wonderful? Beetlejuice, it's terrible.
Call me BJ, would you? Part of the new image, if you know what I mean.
What new image?
They've made me head of programming. They think I'm a genius, babes.
BJ, I think all this success is going to your...
towel! This towel is wet. Dry me.
I'm so sorry, Mr. BJster. So sorry. It won't happen again, sir.
Good. Now get out. And don't come back until I need you.
Yes, sir. Whatever you desire, sir.
Monitor! Just testing. I don't need you. Now get out. $1,080/500. Perfect. Type A personalities. You know I love them.
Okay, now that you've gotten even with Monitor, will you put your old show back on the air so we can get back to normal?
Ha! Why would I want to star in just one show when I can create hundreds? Monitor! Sorry, babe. Got a meeting. Gotta go. Catch you later. Have your machine call my machine. We'll do the lunch thing. We'll eat the deal, etc., etc. I'm going straight to the top, babes. Straight to the top.
It's the Raise the Lard Club, featuring that miracle-working pastry chef, Graham Crackers. And on Neither World Music Television, Burpmaster Bernie brings you the latest in rap music. Then stay tuned for the Battle of the TV Game Show Hosts, where Smilin' Bill Query takes on Jovial Jack Quizzer in the steel cage. And for high seas hijinks and fall on the ocean floor laughs, join us for a romantic submarine cruise aboard...
Hey!
...the Love Boat.
Wait a minute.
Is that a stretch limo or what?
Excuse me. Excuse me!
What do you want?
I want to see Beetlejuice. I want to know what he's doing about getting our old show back on the air.
BJ won't see anyone. I have very strict instructions.
Not even me?
Oh, no.
What's happened to Beetlejuice? He's forgotten why we got into this in the first place. And now he's even forgotten his friends. Oh! He's turning into a network monster!
Don't bother me with that stuff! You're fired! Do you hear me? Fired! I'll never work in this town again! By the way, give my love to Dad.
What are you looking at? You're all fired!
Yes, Mr. BJ, sir.
Don't move so fast. The hotline! You get it, Monitor. It's for me. I'll bet you thought we were going to do that tired old hotline gag, didn't you? Whoa!
It's for you.
BJ.
You're doing a great job, BJ. The ratings are going through the roof.
Thanks, Missy.
But to stay on top, you've got to keep delivering. We need more ideas.
No problem, Missy. Monitor, it's time for me to create.
So get out!
Did it, did it. Got it, got it. Did it, got it. Did it, got it. Did it! Coming, S.A., but my dog spilled hot chocolate on them, and I had to write them out all over again in longhand. Do you think he bought it?
Monitor!
Whoa! Get me Slimy Gluck!
Slimy Gluck? Oh, I'm afraid I can't do that, BJ, sir. I fired him.
I demand to know what kind of small, petty, trivial, and ridiculous reason you had for pulling such a boneheaded move!
Last week, he came in claiming that all the new shows were his ideas.
You did a good thing, Monitor.
But if you desire it, I can hire him right back again, sir.
No, never mind. I just needed to wipe my feet on somebody, that's all. Ah! The ratings are falling! I'm not here. Monitor, I need ideas, but I have a mental blockhead. What am I gonna do?
Well, you could try shuffling the lineup.
You mean take the same old dumb ideas and just move them around? Great idea! Not working! Think for me, man!
You could try firing the writers.
Brilliant! You're all fired! That?
Oh, this is very bad. This is very bad.
Monitor, what's happening to me?
It looks like you're on your way down, Mr. BJ, sir.
Lydia!
Oh, right. Lydia, you've got to help me.
This trouble you're in is all your fault, you know.
I know, I know. I guess I let all that power go to my head. But I'll do anything to get things back to normal. I'll even give Slimy Gluck 1/3 credit for his ideas.
What?
Okay, full credit.
You mean you stole Slimy Gluck's ideas?
I didn't steal them. I photocopied them.
That's the same thing! Slimy Gluck got fired, and you're responsible!
You say that like it's a bad thing.
BJ, the head of the network wants to see you!
Oh?
The head says he wants a full explanation for this debacle. Says he was most dismayed to discover that Beetlejuice's show had been canceled. The devilish yet highly amusing antics of the ghost with the most has always been his favorite. He would like to know who the idiot is who wanted to change the show in the first place.
Well, that is possibly... I'm that idiot, sir.
The head says he wants the show back on the air right away, with no changes.
On one condition.
Yeah! I want a raise, I want big perks, a new office with new furniture, and three secretaries.
Beetlejuice!
Liz, I'm negotiating here.
Remember what happened the last time you negotiated? This is what I had in mind.
What? No way! What am I, the Good Samaritan?
Do it!
All right. I would be happy to come back to the show, your headship, sir. On one condition. That you rehire Slimy Gluck and give him a promotion.
Beetlejuice, the head says, you got a deal.
All right! Good to be back to normal, ain't it?
All's well that ends well.
Are you kidding? Monitor got off easy. His new boss is a wimp.
But Mr. Gluck, sir, I don't think...
You're not paid to think, Monitor.
But what will the head of the network say? Blow.
Well, I'll be. There is justice in the Netherworld.